Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Hobie Harris.
Oh, listen, a lot to go through tonight, a lot to go through, but to give you a sum up.
Is there a lot to go through?
Well, I reckon it was the worst weekend of Super Rugby ever.
Oh, that's might have been a bit harsh, don't you think?
It's a bit raw.
You've gone in hard there, haven't you?
You know me, like, mate, I like to go in hard.
Woof. Well, do you know what? I do know what you're talking about.
Hey, and all I've got to say is, before you say what caught your eye, you caught my eye, sir, on the weekend, because we watched the games together.
Yeah,
oh, it was good, like the glory days.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? It was like the glory days. But yes, so anyway, how has the week been for you, mate?
Week's been good. Yeah. Like you say, it was topped off Saturday morning. Bright and early, alarm was set for 6:30. We had a bacon sarnie at halftime.
I tell you what, my Weight Watchers diet out the window.
8 points, not good.
Bacon,
not good. And then we watched two games, didn't we? Plus a bit of sevens.
Yeah, you know what? I can't remember whether we won the sevens.
That's one of my news stories.
Okay. Okay, very good. Well, we'll get there very shortly. But first of all, we've got to go for WhatsApp on the WhatsApp.
WhatsApp on the WhatsApp.
Yeah. Mm. So what is going on the Super Rugby WhatsApp?
There wasn't that much. Not that much that I was bothered about. Excuse me. Razzler the Dazzler was the main offender. But there actually wasn't that much, was there?
No, a couple of things about the Fijian Endura and how... Yes,
they've got a couple of people they've been banned for a few weeks, haven't they?
Yes.
Curtis, he also mentioned about the Reds doing like a sort of what the Crusaders did.
Yes. I really like that.
I really like that.
I think that's the way forward. And I like how the Bristol Bears, they're up for it. You know, that's 2 years in a row, and obviously it worked for them. Another game.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was a sellout, if not almost a sellout. So,
that's good.
keeps the coffers ticking over, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then Larry had a bit of a bit of a poke at you, didn't he?
How did he have a poke at me? Oh, yes, he did. He did. But, you know, this was after me standing up for Lowry last week after you basically called him ugly.
Oh, was that me? Did I say that?
I made the comment that I thought all his mates were good looking, and you then said, "Yeah, it was a shame about Lowry."
You've got to get in somehow, don't you? You know, the cheap shots are the best shots.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. So anyway, it's Super Brew time.
Yep.
I won't forget this week.
No.
Although it's another sad, sorry story for me.
Is it? Did you drop? Oh, you dropped, didn't you? Yeah, anyway, I'll get to you shortly.
Yes, I'm going to play the music now. Yep.
So Ben Affleck, fourth. Cheers for Bears. Oh, that's loud. So I'll start again. Ben Affleck in fourth. Cheers for Bears in third. John Boy, 237 in second. And Tudano, 15, is flying high.
What's he on?
He's on 41.
Oh, my God.
I'm 12th. I went up four spots.
Yep. Solid from you. Yep.
Thank you. And you, I need to scroll down quite a way. Oh, you went down six spots and you're in 60th.
That is so bad.
You're 10 points behind the leader.
Okay. You know what?
Well, 11 points,
I just
actually.
Say I had a terrible run. You know, even when the Crusaders won, I still went down places.
I did all right. I got all of them right. But I just got 1 point in every game.
So did you get then the Grand Slam?
Got the Grand Slam.
Good work, mate. This week's a bit tougher, I think.
Is it?
This week is tougher. I went for the Jura. And I stand by it because they're my second team.
And they got pumped.
So therefore, you got to pick the second team, don't you?
Do you know what?
Pick the second team.
It was I actually tend to agree with you. It was a boring week. And I'm going to tell you why, Damien.
Are you going to tell me now or are you going to tell me later?
I'm going to tell you later because there's a time and a place.
Okay, mate. It's now time for breaking news.
Yes. Proudly supported by our Patreon members.
Hey, I've got something to tell you.
There's another one.
There's another one.
Yeah.
We're up to 11 now.
I thought we already were on 11.
No, we were on 10, now we're on 11.
Oh, yeah, who signed
so
up?
So there you go. Now, you'll have to give me some time.
Okay.
I think it was John.
John.
I think it was John, but I'm just going to check. He's given me his phone number.
Oh,
I won't
excellent.
Read it out on air.
No, don't do that.
And obviously, we'll put him on to the WhatsApp group. So I'll just give you the name. I'll give you the name if I can get. Oh, no, it wasn't John. It was James.
James.
So thank you, James. It looks like he's from Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Yes, so thank you.
Oh, good thank man,
you.
John.
Oh, no, you're right. 12. We're up to 12.
What?
We're up to
you're
12.
You're shocking.
We're taking the world by storm.
Honestly.
One Patreon member at a time.
I'm handing in my resignation letter.
I really hope I could do. After my day at work today, blooming. Anyway, mate, what's your breaking news stories?
Breaking news. Club World Cup set for 2028.
Oh, it's too far away.
It's too far away. I totally agree.
Way totally too agree. Far away.
Yeah.
By that stage, there might not even be Super Rugby anymore.
Whoa. Well.
Do you know, it's such a long way away that.
This is the proposed format.
Go on.
Okay. We're looking at 8 teams from Europe and UK.
Yep.
6 teams from Super Rugby.
Yep.
2 teams from Japan over a 4-week tournament hosted in June in the Northern Hemisphere every 4 years.
Every 4 years?
Yeah.
Oh, I fear it's a letdown.
It's just going to be every, it's going to go World Cup, 2 years later, Club World Cup, 2 years later, World Cup kind of thing, isn't it?
Oh, I don't want, I reckon it should just be every 2 years. Every 2 years, you have a World Club competition. Actually, maybe make it smaller.
Be. It won't be. It'll be like World Cup, Club World Cup.
Yeah.
A year, like not even a year later kind of thing. Maybe a year later.
I love the idea. I just don't think you need the top 8 teams from Europe and the top 6 teams from Super Rugby. I think you can cut it down and say, hey, listen, top 2 from each competition.
The finalists from each competition. You know, 2 from the Premiership. 2 from, you know, the Pro 14.
Yeah.
2 from the Japan League. 2 from Super Rugby.
2 from France.
Oh, that's the, is it that? Yeah, 2 from France. And then you could even go like, I don't know, push the boat out. 2 from USA.
Wild card entry. You have a wild card entry where they play off on their little thing and the top group, top team from there gets in like you would at Wimbledon. You know, if you want to, if you're not a qualifier, then you can still qualify by going through a qualification tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, well, mate, listen, it's a step in the right direction.
I think we're bagging it, and we're bagging it because it's, you know, oh, it's not soon enough. The format could change a little bit, but like you say, it's a step in the right direction.
Step in the right direction. So it's not all bad.
No.
I'm sorry to be a doom monger, but you know, that is my job.
Correct.
It is my job.
And it just hasn't been that kind of day either, has it?
Now, my first story is actually about the Fijian game.
Oh, yeah.
And the prop, I am not going to try and pronounce his name. All right.
You can butcher it.
All right. Yeah, absolutely butcher it. Like every email you ever read on this show. But he,
that's me.
But he was sent off, red card. No, didn't need to go to the bunker, this one, for headbutting. Okay. And he, I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay. He has been banned for 2 weeks.
Which is ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, it does say here that obviously this decision's been, well, that's your starting point.
Yeah.
I think it's starting point's 6 weeks, an entry point of 6 weeks. Then you can get downgraded to 3 weeks for, like, you know, not having this on your record before.
Yeah.
But then he got 2 weeks because apparently there wasn't a lot of contact and blah, blah. The point being is
it's the point of actually looking to headbutt someone.
Correct. You know, like, I'm all for hard tackles. I'm all for you know, the old pick up and dumps on the back. But when it's just dirty play, there's no space for it. Okay. Now, most of the things that we see that have been banned have been tackle technique. Yeah. But this was dirty play, and it needs more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So very, very surprised. I do get it. You know, like, I do feel sorry for him. They obviously wound him up and, you know, the old red mist descended on him. But
yeah.
Even so, you can't do it.
You just can't do that, can you?
No. Mate, what's your next story?
New Zealand did the double. Hong Kong sevens. Now, I said to you, didn't I, that it's come back to Hong Kong after a little break. I was wrong, which may shock you.
Okay. No, doesn't shock me at all.
It is the last one.
Oh.
So Hong Kong Sevens is no longer. It will move somewhere else.
Are you,
like you said,
are you sure?
I'm not sure.
No.
But great news story. But New Zealand did the double.
They did the double, won the women's and won the men's. We watched that game. I couldn't remember who bloody won it, Fiji or New Zealand.
No, so
I couldn't remember.
New Zealand won that game, but that wasn't the final. The final was...
Yeah, no, that was the quarters, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who played in the final?
I believe it was the US of A.
Okay. Oh, they're back. Good to see. Good to see. I mean, that's good, isn't it? And actually, it was nice to see Australia doing pretty well. Michael Hooper, we watched that game, didn't we? Our Pooper Scooper.
Michael Hooper, Pooper Scooper. And, I lied. Again, shock.
Okay, go on.
It was France. We beat them France by 3 points.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. And then in the women's, we won that against USA.
Yes. Okay.
36-7.
Because, you know, the Aussie ladies have been doing amazing at the start of the season. So it was nice to see us coming back in, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it is actually nice to see both the women's and the men's sevens in Australia doing really well.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been the case for a very, very long time.
No, I agree.
You know, especially the ladies, you know, have always struggled with their 15-a-side rugby.
So. The ladies got third. And the men, I think the men got fourth. They got beaten by Ireland in the third, fourth playoff. Yeah.
Oh, Ireland. Yep. Wow. That's impressive as well for them. Not traditionally a strong one for them. Okay, my next story is, I love this as well. Okay. This comes from Wayne Smith. Okay. So ex-All Black coach Wayne Smith was in no doubt that Aaron Smith was the number one player in the game, despite the brilliance of Anton DuPont. Now, Wayne Smith, for those that don't know who he is the ex-All Black coach and the ex-women's Black Ferns coach, who had won Rugby World Cups with both men and women. He is better known as the Professor. So he is a man that knows his rugby, is what I'm trying to say. What he goes on to say is, everyone else was saying Anton DuPont, and he said that out of the 50, if he had to rank the 50 best players in the world at that current time, and he named Aaron Smith as number one out of the top 50, okay? A lot of other people were saying Anton DuPont, but Wayne Smith basically said, I think Aaron Smith changed the game. He changed the way that rugby was played, and he's won competitions with the – now, I do think it's a bit tough, isn't it? But, you know, he's won competitions with the All Blacks, whereas Anton DuPont hasn't won much with France.
Yeah, okay.
That is tough.
Yeah, that's tough, but like
– because he hasn't won anything with the Highlanders.
Yes, he has.
Oh, he won it once, sorry.
Yes.
That's true, though, actually, to be fair. That is true. You know, he did actually win it with the Highlanders.
And the accountant.
And the accountant, yeah.
What a. He was so. It was so underrated, I reckon, in world rugby.
Ben Smith. I remember when he first made the All Blacks, and I was like, who is the skinny white guy?
He was, wasn't he? You know?
Back in the days where you had the bus on one wing and.
Yeah.
You know, someone else massive on the other wing. And then you had this accountant running around in the backfield. And you're thinking, just didn't look like much, did he?
No. Looked
bloody
boring.
Good, though. Bloody good. My question from this, mate, is obviously Aaron Smith not being available. We spoke about it last week, about the fact that we didn't feel like it was a good idea to get him back anyway.
Yeah.
But now there's TJ, who... Cam Roy guards injured, out.
Gone.
Do you feel that TJ is in the running for the All Blacks, either start or off the bench?
I haven't seen him playing.
I have. He's played bloody well.
Well, there you go. I think he's a bench player. He was always playing second fiddle, wasn't he, to Aaron Smith? And I remember hearing an interview with him, and he said, I want to be the best bench player in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and yeah, let's be honest, bench players nowadays are as good, if not better, than some people starting the game. You think about the bomb squad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're on par with the starting three up front. You know, even some of the second row for South Africa as well. So I think he brings experience.
I think when New Zealand were at their best, they were at their best because of their bench.
Yeah.
They had a bench like Sonny Bill Williams comes off the bench.
Yeah.
You know, just as good as if as your starters, just plays a different game.
Yeah.
We had TJ Perenara coming off the bench. Smithy, you know, gets the ball out quick. Then TJ comes, change the game a little bit. If you think about South Africa, when they've been at their best, their bench was exceptional, came off the bench and changed the game. And
exactly.
Even England, even when England under Eddie Jones, they were at their best when they had a very, very strong bench and changed up their game. Now, Ireland bucked that trend, and they've been at their best when they've had a very strong squad mentality where actually the player coming on plays almost identically to the person that left.
Yes.
But apart from them, I can't think. France don't have a good bench. So
and that's why they haven't been that successful.
And that's why they haven't been that successful, yeah. So I just think that, you know, moving forward for New Zealand, that is the one area where they
same
probably
with Scotland. You know, Scotland could be so good if they had better bench players.
Yes.
You know, they might have a one or two or three, but you need, you know, seven.
And actually, Saracens as well, you want to look at, you know, the premiership competition. They always were strong because coming off the bench were some of their best players, you know.
Yeah.
They could mix and match and put different players on and change the game depending on how the game was panning out. So definitely a way to success, isn't it, having a very strong bench that doesn't only – like is just as good as your starting lineup, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Right, mate. It's time for what caught your eye.
Ah, yes. Now, what caught my eye, Senorita? you mentioned earlier about this weekend being the most boring so far. So it was round seven.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Seven games in, and I sort of screwed my nose up at you. But I'm tending to agree now. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you why I agree. There was nothing close about any game. Okay. 50 to 3.
Yeah.
41 to 20. 68 to 12. 40 to 16. Yep. Okay. None of these losing teams were in the game.
I disagree with you on that front.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay. So you think the games were closer score wise. So you think the person putting the score online is lying.
I think that if you look at it, you would say the one game that I don't feel that you can clearly reflects what you've just said is the Endura, right? I think there was a hell of a game until they had a brain explosion.
Okay, the red card.
Two yellow cards. Well, sorry, one yellow card, one red card, and completely lost the plot. They looked like far and away the better team in the first half. Rebels, you know, stayed in it at home, and then the Fiji Endura just absolutely had a brain fart.
Yeah,
and everything went wrong. They completely lost their shape. they should have, could have, would have won that on another day. If that was at home, they would have beaten the Rebels. And I think I listened to a podcast where a Fijian Enduro coach was on there, and basically they're doing everything they can to get the Fijian players to play more consistently away from home.
Yeah.
But the problem being is most of these Fijian boys, you know, part of what they're trying to do is they grow up on the islands. These are not boys that have gone to New Zealand and have gone to school in New Zealand and are coming back to play for Fiji Enduro. These are boys who have stayed on the island. They haven't had professional rugby before.
No.
So they are, you know, fresh when it comes to this form of playing rugby, and they struggle to be consistent away from home.
And that's always sort of been, I guess, well, you know, last year they did really well. But I think this year,
yeah.
Carry on.
I think this year, that was the sign. Like, I was so excited for them because they were away from home and they were controlling the game beautifully. So I was really disappointed to see that the second half, I think they scored every point they had in the first half. So I believe if I'm right, at halftime, they were either just ahead. I think they were just ahead at halftime. And then didn't score a point, didn't look like scoring a point in the second half.
Yeah. I'll have a look what the halftime score was.
Yeah. So to label the games, Blues game, okay,
yeah.
It was kick, 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 bloody kick. The first half was all kicking. And you on the WhatsApp group, you were like, oh, they've made a point. And I was like, oh, it wasn't a great game. I thought the Blues, they played a good game of rugby, as in, tactically very good game of rugby. It was just very boring. And it was wet and not great. The Rebels, I put away from home, brain fart for the juror. The Chiefs is a D-Mac special, mate. D-Mac was class, wasn't he? Absolute class,
yeah,
off the tee. And,
you know, I think that just shows if he had have played last weekend against the Crusaders, they would have won. And I think that performance on Saturday showed that we were right, or you were right anyway.
Yeah. Hey, also, we spotted, didn't we, Shawnee Stevenson not playing and Satoru at fullback, and we both kind of looked at each other and said, why is he not an All Black?
Yeah.
He's been bloody good for years, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But then I think the Brumbies versus the Waratahs, an impressive victory for the Brumbies when here's me saying the Reds look like the better team, but they keep putting out a performance, don't they, especially at home.
Yeah, and it wasn't great conditions for that game, but the Brumbies are good at home, aren't they? We sort of said, it's tough to go to Canberra and win.
Certainly is. And win. A bit boring, though. Again, a bit boring, and there was lots of knock-ons. Not the best. Not the best weekend.
What's your game of the weekend?
Wow, that's what I'm looking at. Although last week was a disaster, I think, we now look at this weekend's games and we say Moana Pacifica versus the Reds at home. So the Reds away from home. Had a couple of very lean weeks. Can they regather at home? Where is home? I don't think anyone knows, but let's just say they can. It could be interesting. I'm not saying it will be. But then you've got the Waratahs versus the Crusaders. The Waratahs at home. They've played well, but they've lost. The last team they beat was the Crusaders. So that'll be a good game. And then you've got
the
game of the weekend, the Hurricanes at home versus the Chiefs. I think they'll play D-Mac. And I think that the Chiefs will win.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you think Cam Roygaard? But they've got TJ.
Yeah, Cam's out, isn't he? So you're not Cam's playing out for the rest of the Super.
Yeah.
I like the Hurricanes. I really like them. I just think that they've done really well. And I just think they might take their foot off the gas a little bit. I think they might take their foot off the gas, whereas the Chiefs have had a up and down and they're coming into their own. So, and actually, let's be honest to say, the Rebels versus the Highlanders will also be a cracker. It will be a cracker, that game.
Are you tipping for that?
I'm, you know, I get everything wrong. So,
just true.
So, yeah. But I'm going to go Highlanders. I just fancy them.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think they've had a couple of lean weeks, but they had a bye, didn't they, last week?
Yeah.
So they're a bit fresher. The Rebels were obviously at home 2 weeks in a row at home, but I fancy the Highlanders. I think a week off it would have done them very, very well. Very, very well. So, yeah, nice work. Nice work, mate. Anything else catch your eye?
No.
I've got a question for us from Jason Stiles. Okay. I like this question. Good day, gents. Did you hear Curtly Beale has signed for the Western Force?
I did.
Will he still have an impact in the game? Also, he agrees with there's no good teams in Super Rugby. I watch the European teams and they seem to have the edge and class about the game, where Super Rugby is like touch rugby. Just my view. Thank you. Oh, it was a bit harsh at the end there, Jason. A bit harsh. We're not touch.
No.
That went too far. You went too far, Jason.
What does he mean by that?
He basically means that, you know, it's fling it and ying it, and it's not, I mean, you know, you look at the World Cup match against Ireland and South Africa. It was brutal and it was a wonderful game of rugby. You know, big tackles, big hits.
Lots of kicking.
People going at each other left, right and centre, okay? Whereas Super Rugby, it's hear 'em, it's scare 'em. There's lots of big wins. There's not often the tight games. There's not the big hits. Yeah, it's a little bit rough around the edges at the moment. Maybe that's what he's saying. But is it touch rugby versus contact rugby?
Is he talking about the Premiership?
He's saying about European. So European could mean Champions, you know, Cup.
But there are some huge scores in those competitions.
There are. But they're much sort of higher quality when you've got your Leinster playing La Rochelle or Toulon, the big name players. You know, listen, it's Jason's. Listen.
I think that's harsh.
All right. Well, I kind of agree with him.
No.
Because I think that
Hurricanes versus the Chiefs.
No. Wait for this. You asked me the question last week. Is there any truly great sides in the Super Rugby? And I was struggling and saying, okay.
You
know, without the Crusaders, is there a great team out there?
Is there a great side in Europe?
You'd say you'd have to say La Rochelle and Leinster. If either of those two guys came across and played the Super Rugby teams, the Super Rugby teams would worry about playing them, 100%.
I agree with those two teams. I think they'd worry, but I don't think it would be, oh, we're going to lose.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think if the Blues got shit together,
but
then
if you think about, right, what's the salary cap of European teams and what's the salary cap of the others? You know, it's...
Yeah. I take your point. But that's the point, mate. It's the point Jason's making is the European teams are better. That never was the case before.
Okay. And does that mean that the European national teams are better than the Southern Hemisphere? No.
Well, no, but you have to admit that going into the World Cup, you would have said, yes, France 100%. And Ireland.
Yep, France and Ireland,
so
definitely.
Just because they didn't do it in the World Cup doesn't mean that they weren't the best.
Well, yes, it does.
Yes, I think you got a point, and I think I've got a point too.
Yep, definitely.
What I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, this is why the World Club Championship is a great idea, and it should just happen a lot bloody quicker.
Agreed.
A lot quicker. So my question to you is, if you had to pick one team from New Zealand to go and play one team from Europe, and your prediction has to be made now, okay, for 4 years' time, you can't wait, you've got to look at squads, you've got to think about how people are playing now, which New Zealand team do you think is going to be in the best spot to represent us in 4 more years? If it was best of Super Rugby New Zealand, best of Super Rugby Australia, best of the Heineken Cup or whatever, who would you put forward and why?
It would have to be either the Blues or the Hurricanes.
Okay.
Because of youth.
I agree with you, but I'm going to go one further. I'm going to say the Hurricanes because I think they've got the youth, they've got enough experience that will still be there in 4 years, and they've got a very hungry coach who will also definitely be around in 4 years' time. Now, will Vern Cotter be there in 4 years? You'd think so, and I think 4 years of him coaching you will make you into a good player, but I like the youth of the Hurricane side, and when we think about exciting players for the future, a number of those players are currently playing in the Hurricanes team.
Yeah.
Mate, have you got a question for me?
Looking at the current table.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be the wild card that makes the top eight and will sort of disrupt everyone else?
I definitely think Fiji will make the top eight, and I definitely think that in those one-off games, they will disrupt, and I think they'll make the semis again.
Do you?
Yeah. Now, if they make the top four, which I think is highly unlikely, but it could happen, they're at home for those games, and oh my God, they could go one further.
Yeah. Okay.
And make the final.
So the thing is, as it stands, they're seventh, okay? And again, as it stands, I know the Hurricanes have a game in hand, but we're just going as it stands. They'd play the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
They won't win.
No, you're probably right. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
But if they as play current, like a...
Yeah. You know, if they make their way up a little bit further, and they will. Obviously, you've got to say the Crusaders. If the Crusaders make the top eight, they will disrupt.
Will the Crusaders make the top eight?
Can I tell you after this weekend?
No. Who are they playing?
Waratahs. I think they will now. I think they will. I think they've got some players coming back. I think some of the younger players have had... Like, I look at their pre-season comp, and I was scathing of them for playing all the younger players, but actually I think now that that's really going to work for them because they played them overseas and they've had to play them early in the comp, and now some of those younger players have got 4 or 5 games under their belts, which will stand them in good stead for the rest of the comp, especially when you've got some experience come back. So I think that the Crusaders will make that, and I think the Reds as well. I think the Reds will really disrupt in that first quarter final. I think someone like a Reds could beat anyone on their day, so you know whoever they're going to play. And I think that's going to be the nice thing about the top eight, is that you know anyone could beat anyone on their day. I think the Brumbies playing at home will be a challenge for most people to play against.
Yeah.
I think the Blues will be a tough team to overturn in a quarter.
Yeah.
But I could, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, everyone could beat everyone, though. It's definitely the case.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, it won't be a weak top eight, that's for sure.
It'll be good. It'll be interesting.
Mate, I've got some guess who's for you.
Oh, excellent.
I've got two. I've got two for you. Okay. Let me just make sure I've got the little correct noise. Yeah, and the wrong noise. Okay. Very good. So we've got those there. You've only got two. One is home and one is away. All right. Would you like to go home or away to start?
Home, please.
Home. Okay. This person is 27 years old. They were born 14th of November 1996. Place of birth, Auckland. They're 190 centimetres tall and 100 kgs. I'll give you one more piece of information. They went to Auckland Grammar.
Rico Ioane.
So is that who you're going with at the moment, or is that your guess?
That's who I'm going with at the moment.
Okay. Shall I go on? Or do you want, is that your guess? Because if you guess it, it's locked in. You get the points.
Born in Auckland. Yeah, I'm locking in.
You're locking in?
I'm locking in.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You're wrong.
I'm surprised.
Okay, so not Rico Ioane. All right?
Oh, is Rico younger?
Don't know. But anyway, let's go on. All right, these are the teams that they play for. Okay. Waikato, 2015 to 2016, 11 appearances, 20 points. The Chiefs, 2016 to current, 88 appearances, 152 points. North Harbour, from 2017 to current, 60 appearances, 129 points. So you'd say he's quite prolific with his points, nearly scoring 2 points a game.
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
No.
Can I tell you his position?
Yep.
Wing/fullback.
Sean Stevenson.
Correct.
I thought he was a bit taller than that. Like,
well, do you know what? I didn't realise he's born in Auckland.
And I didn't think he was that heavy.
No, and I didn't think he was that tall.
Yeah. Well, we're all mixed up, aren't we?
Okay, mate. Okay. So we're going away from home now, right? Yep. So this is a very well-known player, right?
Okay.
Okay, are you ready? So they are born on January the 17th, 1988. So they are 36 years of age.
Okay.
Place of birth, Papua New Guinea. Okay. Height, 174 centimetres. So that's 5'9". Weight, 81 kgs. School, Brisbane Boys College.
Will Guinea.
You want to lock it in?
Yeah,
locking
in.
You want to lock in?
Yeah, locking in again.
Correct, mate. Well done. Well done. Is that the Papua New Guinea? Did that give it away?
Because I was thinking either Kirtley Beale, but he's Aborigine, isn't he?
Not, he is Aborigine, yeah.
Not Guinean. Ghanaian. No, not Ghanaian. He's not from Papua New Guinea.
Kirtley Beale has a good story behind him. Really good story. You know, got picked up, from his local kind of village. Don't think he was a rugby player, and he went to
really?
a big school, and they saw his talent, and they wanted to sort of sign him up for the school, and that's how he got his break.
Wow, that's cool.
But I don't think he's currently playing Will Guinea.
I don't know.
don't think he's currently playing. It looks like he retired in 2019. But I, you know, he might have played in America or something, surely. I'm not sure. No, mate. Right, mate. That's it. That's the show.
It's the show.
How can people help us?
Like, share, subscribe, email, message, 5-star review, Patreon, link below.
Yeah. Patreon. Yeah. Absolutely love it. And we really appreciate those people that that just listen. Thank you for listening. 5-star comments are great. Anything you can do to spread the word of the Super Rugby podcast would be greatly appreciated. Sir, always love doing the potty with you. Until next week.
See you later.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.